This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Best Show Bests, the best of the best show. And you can find out more about the best show over at thebestshow.net. It airs live every Tuesday night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Standard Time. And if you're new to the program, this show, these are little bite-sized bits and greatest hits type samples of what we do every week. So if you like this, maybe you check out the full show. And if you want to support The Best Show, we have a Patreon set up over at patreon.com/thebestshow. That is how you support the program. It is listener-sponsored now, and you give what you can, and we appreciate it. And there are prizes and benefits at all different levels of giving. So again, go to patreon.com/thebestshow and support the show. And now please, without further ado, check out this episode of Best Show Bests. Best Show.
Hey, Tom. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. This is Joe in Washington, D.C.
Joe in D.C. What's up tonight,
yes.
Joe?
Well, I'm loving the show.
Thanks. I'm here doing it. We're talking about phoning it in is the topic tonight, Joe. And I'm here with I'm here with Gail Bennington.
Hi, Gail. How are you?
Hi. How are you?
I'm doing great. Just kind of relaxing for the night. It's a very peaceful night here, and I wanted to chime in if I could. Is that possible?
Sure. You have something for the topic?
I do. Phoning it in. Hey, I'll just play it for you. Okay. You'll know what it is instantly.
Okay. Hey, Joe?
Right?
Right. Yeah, it's a little tinny, but I think I know what that was.
Yeah.
Is that a Minor Threat song?
It's not only a Minor Threat song, it's, as far as I know, it's the last song they ever recorded. It's called Stumped.
Mm-hmm.
And basically the story is that Ian MacKaye, you know, had to be forced to come into the studio to sing his lyrics for it. And, you know, look, I'm a huge fan. I'm a huge MT fan. But he phoned it in the lyric writing department on that and the singing department.
You mean in the lyric department, No Way to Go?
Where did we go?
Where did
we go?
Nowhere to go,
I think.
How did we go?
Yes. How did we go?
Why did we go?
I'm not even going to play the bridge because it's, you know, it's worse.
Mm-hmm.
And look, he's a genius. I'm a huge fan, as I said.
Sure. So you, did you grow up with them in D.C. with Minor Threat?
Oh, well, I used to go see them. Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm getting a little bit of sass from you, which I don't really appreciate.
Not real. I don't mean to have any sass.
Jill thinks I'm getting it from you too. I don't want to do.
Who thinks that you?
My wife Jill. She mm-hmm. she thinks I'm selling myself short all the time. So she wants me to tell you who I am.
Okay.
I don't think that's appropriate.
All right. Who are you?
This is Vice President Biden.
This is Vice President Biden. Wait.
Yes.
This is Joe. So when you say it's Joe in D.C.,
yeah,
you're Joe Biden.
I sure am, son.
Okay. And which now begs the question.
Yes.
You saw Minor Threat a fair amount of times.
Apparently. Oh, I sure did. Yeah, I would see them at the old 9:30 club.
Okay. Were you
in the pit? Yes.
You were in the pit.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. They used to call me Thrash and Joey.
Thrash and not Joe, Joey.
Well, I was younger then.
Okay.
Yeah.
So people
a little more carefree.
Yeah. Well, so you'd be out in the pit. So you were a big DC hardcore fan. I did not know that.
I loved all of it. Yeah, I loved Iron Cross. Some of the slower stuff Iron Cross was into.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, Government Issue, you know.
Yeah.
R.I.P. my friend, John Stamp.
Mm-hmm. And what about SOA?
Can I be honest?
Sure.
I thought they were a little ham-fisted.
That was Rollins' first band.
Yeah. Yeah.
You didn't like SOA.
Little throaty. No, he sang from the throat at that point. You know, he didn't really know how to sing yet. You listen to that as opposed to My War,
mm-hmm.
or Slip It In, he's singing from, you know, from the diaphragm. That's how you sing. That's how Glenn sings.
Glenn.
Danzig.
Oh, okay. I didn't know you were a Misfits fan also.
Oh, yeah. I'm tour managing these dates coming up.
You're tour managing their reunion dates.
I sure am, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So anybody who goes to them, if they look in the wings of the thing, they could maybe see you with, I guess, like a laminate pass on?
No, you idiot. I'm not going to be in the wings. I'm going to be on stage.
How are you going to be on stage?
I'm policing the pit. If they jump up on stage, VP Joey B is throwing them off.
Okay, so you're going to be there just shoving people off the stage.
Yes, yeah, and I get off on it too. I get pretty violent. I'll warn everybody right now.
Like, and you're not worried at all that you might be a little past your prime in terms of shoving kids back into the pit.
Oh, not at all. No, I've been doing my ab roller for like 15 minutes every day.
To get ready for the big Misfits reunion tour.
Yeah, I wish you could thump my abs right now. They're very taut.
Uh-huh. I don't want to thump your abs.
Would Gail like to?
I'll have a go at it.
See?
Okay, fair enough, I guess.
All right.
Well, look.
Oh, no, Jill's mad at me. Oh, no, she heard it.
No, so is that, you're in the doghouse now?
I'm in the Dutch doghouse.
The Dutch doghouse, because Gail wants to thump your abs?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, Jill, I'm coming. Okay. Yeah, fix me a bong hit. I'll be right there. Look, love the show. Oh, yeah, we smoke weed.
Okay, well.
Yeah.
Fair enough, I guess.
Well, you know, I've legalized it in my mind.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
Well, like Peter Tosh said.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that Peter Tosh album called Mind Legalize It?
No, I think it was just called Legalize It. I think it was called Mind Legalize It.
I think it was, yeah.
I'm pretty sure it wasn't of Mr. Biden or VP. What do I call you?
Sir?
Sir. Okay.
Yeah.
Sir.
Yeah. All right. Well, look, I got to go Puff Tuff, okay?
You're going to go Puff Tuff. Have
Biden.
A great night. We will talk to you soon.
You too.
Okay.
You too. Biden out.
Okay. Biden. There he goes.
Wow. What an honor.
Right?
That was really exciting.
The star power in this show tonight.
I'm floored.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Thanks again for listening to Best Show Best. And I want to thank Martin DeGrell for supervising the episodes of Best Show Best. And of course, much thanks to Jason Gore, Pat Byrne, Martine Sellis, Brendan McDonald, AP Mike, and of course, John Worster. Who else? Marcia Neumeier. And Yeah, you, the best show listener. Thank you. And if you like this, check out the full show every Tuesday night from 9 p.m. to midnight at thebestshow.net. And support the best show, patreon.com/thebestshow. Thanks so much for listening. Goodbye.